Denver police wrongfully raid a 78-year-old woman's house. Apple acquires another AI startup. UPS employee gets caught stealing. iPhone 6 updates are actually going to be no more. WWDC has an official date. And also everything that you need to know about the Apple versus the United States Department of Justice coming up. Welcome to another episode of the Apple Tech Facts. Let's get right into it today, ladies and gentlemen. First thing is, Denver police wrongfully raid a 78-year-old woman's house, trying to find a stolen truck loaded with guns and ammo and cash. The city of Denver awarded this woman for this discretion and negligence, I guess you could say, in the amount of $3.76 million.
And I think the issue was that they didn't actually verify. I want to say she was across the street, or it was clearly not the right address. And I mean, they didn't just open the wrong door and come in. I mean, they tossed the place and broke things. And, you know, you're a 78-year-old person living at home, like alone, and you're probably close to needing to go into a nursing home. Maybe, sorry.
Possibly.
But you know, you're in the waning years, let's say. That's a lot of stress on anybody.
Oh, absolutely.
But especially somebody of that age, I would feel like that would be.
So, opposite side of that, I guess officers were cleared of any wrongdoing.
It was a mistake.
But you know, a jury disagreed, and henceforth the reward, or the awarded damages. So, next up, and not going to get too deep into it, but Apple acquires another generative AI startup focused on neural networking, and there has been rumors that iOS 18 is going to be the big reveal for what Apple's plans are. Well, as we learned from the last few weeks, that I should say relearned, Seth, but there's a reason why we don't talk rumors on this show.
Things change.
Because things change, or they don't happen, and there's just too many of it to keep track of. As you guys know, we did not get an Apple event in March. No new iPads or anything like that. So,
That's right.
Again, reason why we don't talk rumors. We talk facts. That's what we do here. So that's all I'm going to get into, the generative AI. It could be a year or two before that deal even closes,
you know,
generally speaking.
I think generally, if you look at what Google and Microsoft have already got in the marketplace, Apple is playing catch-up. The Siri that we all love and use in our homes, if we do, is good. It's not great. And I think because I've gotten so used to what it can do and seeing what it could do, you know, I'm really looking forward to whatever is next in the next big upgrade to Siri. So, yes. I think this gets them on that path.
Yep, and I think it's the sooner the better. The sooner the better. So next up, the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus are now considered obsolete by Apple. Now, what does this mean for you out there? If you still have this device, you're going to have to upgrade if it gets broken, because their certified Apple repair shops will actually, they're no longer allowed to even work on the devices.
The certified repair shops.
Certified repair shops, right.
You'll still find places out there that'll work on them. But I'm going to tell you, there are some really great deals where they say bring in any iPhone in any condition and we'll give you a 15 for $100 or for free or whatever it is.
They make it worth your while.
The deal.
Yep, absolutely.
Get rid of that old thing. They're on the 15 and you're on a 6? I mean, come on. It's time to upgrade. It's time to upgrade.
Yep, definitely. Also, Apple has added the 4th-gen iPad mini to the vintage list.
Yep.
So it is now considered vintage. There's not going to receive any updates or anything like that, but it is a device that you might be able to use at least for a little bit longer, for a very short period of time, maybe like another year, to get some kind of functionality out of it. So if you're in the market for a new iPad mini, now might not be a bad time to go ahead and go get the brand new iPad mini that's out.
We're getting ready to move here, and or sell the house and get things going at home. And I found, I want to say it was like, you know, I have an iPad, like, I don't know, it's not the 4 mini, but I had an older model, and then I had an even older model somewhere, and it was the mini, but I think it was like a first or second generation mini. I'm going to tell you, compared to the one I have now, the Air 5th generation, it is so slow. I'm just going to say, if you're on really old technology like that, it's going to blow you away if you upgrade an iPad mini to the newer, not even have to be this year's model. It could be last year's model. Yep. Same with the iPhone upgrading from a 6 to a 15. I'm just going to say, it's time to go do it. They're on the vintage or obsolete list.
Yep.
And it's going to blow you away with how much better they are now. They just, it's kind of like, somebody explained how decibel ratings, because I was looking at dishwashers, and they said that for every, I don't know, 2 or 3 decibel numbers that you go up, it gets twice as loud. And so if you see something that's 47 decibels versus 55, that's like almost 8.5 times louder.
Jeez.
Right? I'm going to say that similarly, as things have progressed, it's not just this year it's a little better. It's exponentially better, exponentially faster.
Yep.
And so if you're on a few versions back and you upgrade to the current or last year's
model, you'll notice it.
You're going to be blown away.
Absolutely.
So, totally worth it. Go out there and do it.
Yep. All right, Seth, the meat and potatoes of the episode. Why is the Department of Justice suing Apple?
Why are they? Well,
monopoly. They feel like
Apple so. Is a so monopoly. If you look back, say 3 or 4 years when the Justice Department started investigating Apple, there were a lot of things that Apple wasn't doing right. Okay, whether it was stuff that the European Union laws have required them to do with their app store and not allowing people to have more Sino flexibility and things like that. There's just been a lot of things that Apple has addressed way before any of this came to light.
Because of the EU.
Because of the EU, because of just being competitive, because of actually what the DOJ was investigating, let's say a few years back, that all led up to these charges.
Right.
At the end of the day, though, and there's some really good articles that talk about this, so I'm not going to dive into all of the details, because you don't want to hear it anyway.
Nope.
They're about 2 years too late, and in some cases 6 months too late. So I really think that it's going to be a huge waste of money for the Department of Justice. And I really believe that at the end of the day they're going to lose against Apple. I think Apple has deeper pockets than the government when it comes to hiring good lawyers to fight this. And I think, regardless of how you feel about politics, there's people out there that are beating the Justice Department all over the place.
Yep.
And this is just going to be another example of that. Whether you agree with it or not, I think that's where we're ending up. And I just think that, focusing on Microsoft in the 90s was the right thing to do. They absolutely had a monopoly.
Absolutely.
If you look at in the United States, Apple definitely has a monopoly. But I challenge any of you to go watch a TV show that's made in Europe or made in Korea or made in some other part of the world and pay attention to what phone they're using. In Korea, it's all Samsungs. In Europe, it's a good chance it's going to be an Android phone because that's what everybody's using. So they don't have a monopoly in the world.
In the world, no. Just the United States, which is why they can't. Obviously, it's United States jurisdiction only.
But I would say like WhatsApp and some of the other things. You can't say iMessage is the leader in all phones because it's not. Right? And so it's just lots of things like this that I think that that when the laws were being talked about and what they would say that Apple was running against might have held more weight 2 or 3 years ago. I just don't see it holding weight now. So we'll see.
We'll definitely see on that. It's just kind of like one of those things where it's just more or less, in my opinion, a witch hunt, you know, at this point. Just to kind of, they're going to, basically, they spent, what, we feel like 5 years building up this investigation before they even made it public and actually drew charges against Apple. Now, during that time period, the EU has been a lot swifter than the United States Department of Justice has been, hence for why you're seeing all these changes. And if, and only if, things are changed by law, Apple has shown that they will make these, let's say, drastic changes to their devices, such as, you know, going to USB-C on all of their devices and accessories included in on that. So that's the type of thing that they're looking to change here. All apps, restricting apps,
Facebook, you could say is a super app. WeChat, you could say is a super app. There's so many apps not made by Apple that are super apps that I don't think you can argue that Apple has created any super app that is everything to everybody. It's just because you can do payments or you can do whatever. And yes, a lot of their apps
Competition is there, and there's a lot better from what we've seen. There is a ton of better apps out there than what native has to offer. So
What is that mail app that you've been using?
Like, for instance, Airmail. You know, that was an app that, you know, I've used for years. And only recently in the last few weeks switched back to Apple's
native. But that's an alternative.
But that's an alternative that's a really good, that cost me $10 a year.
But it's a really good app.
But it was very, very much well worth it. You could change the app icon on it. You can color scheme your accounts so you know and label them. Like, so you know
it just had, the color. Which it had tons of features that didn't exist in the standard app. And so if you were fine with the standard app, you'd use what came with the phone.
Right.
But if you wanted extra bells and whistles and extra features, it was easy to upgrade. And, you know, I do think, you know, where they had locked down certain things, whether it was the NFC chip for Apple Pay, they're opening that up a little more. I mean, there's just all sorts of things. Now, I do think that the European Union laws are forcing Apple a little farther than they're comfortable with.
I would agree with that, and that's because Apple has always been privacy and security first for its consumers. So that's why they fight so hard against what the EU is bringing forward to them and now what the Department of Justice is doing. Like you said, I think you kind of hit it right on the money mark there, where it's just it's too late at this point. And there's obvious competition out there. There's not a case. They could get hit with fines all day long that Apple can and will pay. But as far as seeing any real change to any of these devices that we so love, it's just, it's not a reality that it's going to be so drastic or it's going to change the face of the world as we know it.
I would say that if the whole idea of competition is that lots of people can make things and whoever's is the best wins, right? And I think Apple has been a fantastic competitor. My watch told me when my heart rate got going crazy. When I took this same watch and stuck it on my mom, it said, hey, she's an AFib. Like, I mean, there's just some really amazing technology out there that, you know, if Google wanted to include Apple's the what they call that, the fitness kit or whatever.
Yeah, Fitness Plus, yeah.
That they could have included the fitness stuff like Peloton did. So I just think that you can say, well, yeah, but Apple stuff works better with theirs. Well, actually, Apple tried to make it work with Android watches and had to give up because it was such a poor user experience.
Right.
So I do think that this is one of those areas. It's kind of like when senators want to police the technology arena but can't log on to their own email.
Right.
Right. I think that they would need to really be more nimble in what they wrote into their charging documents than they were. And so I think that every single point that they make about what Apple is being charged with doing, Apple's going to be able to say, well, that was true 3 years ago, but we're not doing that anymore. Exactly. So what about right now?
So what's next?
So I think that this is going to be a distraction. I think it's going to cost the taxpayers a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I do think the one good thing that comes out of this is it essentially puts Apple on notice that they need to do certain things or not do certain things in order to not get in trouble with the law, with the government. But again, they're spending money on lobbying. They're sitting in front of senators and presidents and different people in government to try and stay on the right side of things. They're on the advisory boards for things. They're trying to push legislation. Yeah. And quite honestly, a lot of times, yes, it's something that would favor what they're doing. There's no question about that. But would you say it's the wrong thing to do? And a lot of times I would say, well, no, that's what we wish everybody would do.
Right.
So, you know, that's security and safety.
Security and privacy. That's if you take that away, then the quality of the product goes down. And I guarantee you none of these devices that we have are going to would hold value.
Right.
Nor would we even really care about on a level to where we would want to do a whole podcast about
it.
Yep. So good stuff, Seth. Last thing here is that WWDC is slated for June the 10th. So that's coming up in a matter of about 6 weeks or so. Well, 2 months. Almost 2 months away. And if you haven't noticed, we don't put out weekly episodes. We put out bi-weekly episodes. Again, we don't like to talk about rumors. Right now, we are in the middle of what we call rumor season.
Unfortunately, which we don't like to talk about.
Which we don't talk about, so you're not going to see an episode every week as you have not been. And as Seth earlier stated, he is in the middle of moving, so we'll be doing some transition stuff. And
studio is going to look a little different here when we get done.
Yep, absolutely. So again, you guys will see the updates as they come. And we'll definitely let you guys know if you want to be a part of our community. Make sure that you go ahead and follow us on X.
Subscribe and hit the notification bell. Yep. Follow us.
Follow us on X. Yeah, Apple Tech Backs. Hit that like subscribe button. As that guy just said, we'll see you guys next time.